I'm on the Threadneedle Street, and I've just bumped into Aaron Barshak, better known as the comedy terrorist.
Also goalkeeper for the Times.
And tell us why you're dressed up as Jesus, Aaron.
Well, you see, I thought it would be with my placard Moneylenders out. I wanted to go down the temple, but, there's going to be nobody there. I thought I'd come and join in the festivities of what is effectively a fun day, which will change nothing. But, nevertheless, I think it's contributing to the world economy. After all, you've got loads of policemen earning money, you know. There's certain things which I like to call demonomics or demonomics, you know. I mean, look, I had to borrow money to do that. I had to buy nails and a hammer. Quite ironic, that, Jesus buying nails and a hammer, don't you think?
You're going to get up on a cross later on?
I might do it. Well, I think you boys will do that for me, quite frankly. The press have always been doing that to me ever since I remember. Apart from the fact you bastards kick me in the fucking ribs every time I play you, you know? Now, the problem with this G20 summit, it's not going to solve anything, you know, these 9 hours. You can't do anything in 9 hours. The original thing was, it was basically set up by Giscard d'Estaing, who wanted a formal meeting of five heads of state without the Sir Humphrey Applebys around to stop them. But now the G20, one day, not going to solve anything, and it's going to annoy people. They're out on the streets. What they should have done was spread it over. The way to keep people in their homes is basically to put something good on television. So what you do is you get G20, 20 days, and you give the people a chance to evict one leader each day from Excel.
What's the protest going to achieve, then?
What's the protest going to achieve? Nothing. What do you think what the protest is going to achieve? The protest is going to achieve an extra day of pay for the police, people are going to think they've done something, you know, and then they're going to go home, and we're all complicit in it, you know. Everybody's blaming the banks, but nobody was blaming the banks when the money was easy, was it? You know, I mean, we all say, like, oh, it's terrible, but hell, I'm wearing goalkeeping gloves made by 5-year-old in Indonesia, you know. I buy cheap shoes by 6-year-old girls so that I can get laid easier to impress women. We're all complicit, so, you know, it's basically a feel-good day for ourselves. We say, like, oh, I've done something good. Well, I saved the world.
Well, enjoy it then. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Hi, mate.
Hello.
We want to do a similar thing up in Five Live.